Hello, Parker Power.
Hello, Dina, please.
This is.
Hey, Dina, it's Kevin, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hi. Good.
So I wanted to give you a quick update. I'm still working on trying to get these guys approved.
Okay.
The problem I kind of ran into, Jones Credit is kind of right on the bubble.
Okay.
It's a 586. Nothing major on her credit, you know, that would keep us from approving her.
Okay.
But when I reached out to them and I asked about, you know, the second person on the application, and just kind of explained to them that, you know, he's on here, you know, we can remove him. We don't have to use him. He's only 13%. But if his credit was good, it would allow them to be approved for much better programs. You know, say he was over 600 or so. Contact over there reached out to Robert and said, you know, what's up with your credit? To kind of explain to him what I explained. And I was actually on the phone on speaker, so I heard it all, and he explained just like I explained to him, just basically, you know, if your credit's not good, we won't pull it. If it's good, it can help type thing. And Robert said, yeah, go ahead and pull it. Well, he's about a 500, had a bankruptcy about a year ago.
Okay.
And so now that I've pulled it, you know, I have to disclose it. Now, what I can do, and I've reached out to them, I'm waiting for a call back, I can get a co-signer, a family member, another employee at the company. It's a business loan, so it's not like co-signing on, say, a personal loan, an automobile or a home or something like that, where the debt shows up on both people's credit. You know, it's a business loan, so this doesn't show up on anybody's credit anyways. It's essentially just another score to let us, let's say I have three people, I only have to use the top two scores, so we can eliminate Robert's score altogether. But they would have to, you know, give me somebody to do that. Otherwise, you know, now that, you know, Robert is, you know, we pulled Robert's.
Okay.
I don't know. That's why I like to call first.
He knew he had that just a year ago. I don't know why he would even say to do it then. Okay.
Exactly. So. That's the frustrating part. You know, I tried to do the right thing. I'm not one. I've been doing this for a very long time, so I don't just rush through things. And, you know, I try to put every one of these together. I've already spent time on it, and so have you. So I like to do my due diligence. And being that he was only 13, it wasn't like he was 50 or,
you know, I
like to call first and hope that they can give me an answer. And that's what I mean. Like, how do you not know you're a 500? You've got to know that. Because the bankruptcy came after tons of derogatory accounts, as they normally do. So for him to say it's fine, pull it, it just, you know, it would just, he must not care. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
It's an odd situation dealing with them over there for us. So I only speak with the, I guess he would be the manager of the place, you know, and so I don't know the whole situation, but like I said, that's all I've ever spoken to is the manager, which is the Michael I told you about.
Sure.
So, anyway, so it's in his court to try to get you a co-signer then.
Well, I've left Michael messages. I know when I spoke to him last week, he was out of town.
Right.
I believe they're company is based in Idaho, but he was in like Maryland for something. His phone was really breaking up, so I couldn't understand what he was doing there. But it didn't sound like it was a fun trip.
Right.
And he was kind of right in the middle of it. So I'm just kind of waiting to
hear back from them.
And then I can explain the situation and, you know, all that stuff.
Okay. All right. I will follow up on this in and just say, you know, I've heard, and so we can, I'll give him a gentle push to get back a hold of you.
Perfect. That works.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.